Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business, all from home, from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online, downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
And I made like $40,000 my first year, $67,000 my second year, and $120,000 by my third year. And so I thought, it's just not that hard, but nobody's giving people a process, a system where they can start from the beginning and build this thing in a way that makes sense. So then I created my ebook Profit Marketing Secrets course.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Write a Money-Making Ebook in as Little as 8 Days. Writing ebooks is a great way to build credibility, make a name for yourself, and show off your expertise. But if you think you can't make serious money writing them or that it's just too much trouble to get started, think again. In this interview, you'll hear about a coaching program that not only makes writing ebooks painless and easy, but also includes an action plan for making money off of them when you're finished. Meet the ebook coach. She's a former copy editor and Grammy-nominated songwriter who followed other people's advice when she wrote her first ebook and found that it was much harder than it needed to be. She also didn't make any real money off of it for the first 2 years, so she decided to create a simpler process that actually worked. According to her, writing ebooks is really only part of the equation. If you want to make money off of ebooks, you need to think broader. In fact, you really have to think about getting into a niche in creating an entire business. But fortunately, that's easier than it sounds, and in this interview, you'll hear exactly how to get started. You'll also hear all about niches and why being part of a saturated market may not be a bad thing. You'll hear ideas for using ebooks to upsell and promote a business. You'll hear important steps you need to take before you write anything that will save you time and money in the long run. You'll hear how to use social networking to promote yourself in your ebook. You'll hear why you'll want to set up an affiliate program right away, even if you don't feel ready, and much, much more. Many people think starting an online business is going to be difficult or costly to get started, when the truth is, it's not much of an investment at all, especially when compared to the startup hassles of a traditional brick-and-mortar business. And writing an ebook may be just the launching pad you need to get started making your online living today. For more information about ebooks and the ebook coach, go to www.killerebookcoach.com. That's www.killerebookcoach.com.
What got you interested in ebooks?
Well, I've always been a writer all my life. I mean, I used to be a copy editor for some technical magazines, and I worked in publicity, and I've been a writer for songwriting magazines, and I've always been a writer. I mean, I've just always been involved in that. So I always knew someday that I wanted to write a book. And then a whole series of things happened. I mean, I was in the music business for 20 years. I'm a Grammy-nominated songwriter. And it just got to the point where it was just, I wasn't making a lot of money. I was winning a lot of awards. And my parents were helping me. And then they both passed away within 11 months of each other. And there I was, and I had no skills. I'd been in the business for 20 years. And so my husband and I fixed the house that we inherited and sold it and made quite a bit of money on that. And then we moved down to San Diego, where I thought maybe I'd be a bigger fish in a smaller pond. And in the meantime, we bought a condo, and that was just at the start of the real estate boom. And so we started making really good money in real estate between selling our house, and then that one went up. So we started buying, fixing, and selling houses. And what happened was that we were moving every 6 months. It was really stressful, and I wasn't passionate about it. I was making really good money, but I wasn't passionate. And I was around 40, and I thought, God, you know, I got to find something to do that I'm going to be passionate and make money at. This is just ridiculous. I mean, everything I'd always done when I was younger, I never made any money, you know, when I was doing what I wanted to do. So I got online and I was just looking around and I found ebooks and I said, oh my God, this is perfect. Ebooks just sounds great. I'm going to write an ebook. And so the first ebook I wrote was The Moving Cure, How to Organize Your Move to Save Time, Money, and Your Sanity.
And how long ago was this?
This was about 4 or 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I think. And so then what happened, though, was first of all, it was very stressful. It wasn't as easy as they were saying it was. And I started looking around for an ebook coach, and there weren't any. And so I hired a regular coach, and I was really unhappy with the process. It was like a Band-Aid. It was like, okay, you make the mistake, and then they tell you what you're doing wrong, and you're going, that's very inefficient and expensive. So, you know, and then you're going, well, should I write a book? Should I write an ebook? Do I do this? Do I do that? I mean, it was just really stressful. So after I wrote the ebook, I put it up, and I didn't make any money for 2 years, and I made all kinds of mistakes on it. But in the meantime, I had a vision in my mind of how an ebook could be written a much better way than the way I learned how to write. And so I decided that I was going to become the ebook coach. I was actually taking a publicity course at that time, and the group was kind of saying, well, you should be the moving doctor. And I said, I don't think so. I don't want to spend my life talking about moving. I was just doing that because I thought it could help me get more real estate investors to want to work with me. But it wasn't like I had this big passion about it or anything. But I love books. I love e-books. I've always loved writing. And so I thought this was a really good fit. And I looked around, and I saw there really weren't any, and there certainly weren't any women. And there weren't any who came from no technical background or business background or marketing background. And so I created the Quick Start 3-Day Ebook Authoring Workshop, and I started teaching it. And it turned people who couldn't write, people who tried to write books for all their lives, for 5 years, for 3 years, you know, whatever, and teaches them a process where they actually do it in 72 hours or less, and it works. And so from there, then it was like, okay, well, great, they've written it. Well, now how do they market it? So, you know, I spent about $60,000 studying with a lot of the big guys online. And what I found was everybody had a specialty. So, you know, you go over here and learn teleseminars, over there and learn Google, and over here learn affiliates and all that. But again, I didn't see anybody putting a process together that was easy for people to use who didn't come from an internet marketing background or a technical background, who could get online and actually start making money. And I made like $40,000 my first year, $67,000 my second year, and $120,000 by my third year. And so I thought, it's just not that hard, but nobody's giving people a process, a system where they can start from the beginning and build this thing in a way that makes sense. So then I created my ebook Profit Marketing Secrets course.
So the timing of it, being at the right time at the right place, would you attribute a lot of your success to that?
No. I think that no matter what niche you go into, I mean, yeah, if somebody wants to become an ebook coach right now, yeah, it would be harder for them than it was for me. I thought that everybody knew ebooks were the way to go 5 years ago. It's shocking to me that only now is it suddenly big. I thought it was becoming big all along. You've got to have the vision first, and what I do is I teach people how to do the research to see whether what their vision is really reasonable or a smart way to go down this road on something that it could just be a big waste of time.
Is the first step generally somebody that has an idea for an ebook or just decides they want to write an ebook and want you to help them come up with an idea?
Yeah, it depends. Some people come with me and they're very clear about what they want to do. Other people come and they have no idea. They just know they want to write ebooks or they want to make a six-figure income online.
And they think just by writing an ebook and having it published that, you know, if you build it, they will come.
Well, unfortunately, yeah, people think if they're excited about an idea, everybody else will be. That's not always the case.
Look, what's different about you?
There are a few things that are different about me. Like I said, the first thing is that I created this process. So people will say, well, yeah, I can teach you how. Here's a book that I wrote. Read my book. What I found was I didn't learn very well from books. So I created a coaching process instead. And so in my coaching process, there would be two instructional calls, usually a Tuesday night and a Thursday night when I do the live workshop. We go over finding your passion, finding your skill set, then seeing where they overlap. Because once you start writing and you start getting into a niche, and that's the other thing, it's not just writing an ebook, it's getting into a whole niche and creating a business. It's where you generally make bigger money. So we do that, and then we do finding your target market. On Thursday, we do how to write a great title, because if you don't have a great title, it doesn't matter. You can have great information, and you're not going to sell a lot of ebooks or books. I mean, it's no different than books. And then learning the process, and then what we do is we get together on Friday morning, and everybody gets a chance to go around the room and throw out their title, their chapter headings, and get help where they're stuck. And then they have 3 days to write the ebook where I'm on call like a doctor. And to me, that's really where it's totally different because I'm there. And generally what happens is people get stuck and then just try to figure it out by themselves. They can't and they give up. So in my process, that doesn't happen.
Now, if they do the home study version, you know, for some people, they like working on their own and they don't want to do it in 3 days. They can set it up in the 3-day process just like we do live, or they can do it over a longer period of time because I've taught them the process, and so they can just map it out however many days they want to take to do it. And then there are other ways for them to get access to me if they get stuck or if they feel they need more.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's.
But that's really the big difference. And then the other difference is just me. I mean, my background is writing. You know, I was a copy editor. I've been a writer all my life. Being a Grammy-nominated songwriter is great training for writing titles and chapter headings. And what my clients tell me is just that I have a really clear, cut-to-the-chase way of teaching this to people where it's easy for them to understand. So a lot of times they've gone to other people, and sometimes big people, and still weren't able to do it. And sometimes it's having the right connection with the person. Sometimes people will go to somebody where their story is completely different from the person, so they're not a good fit. You know, they don't really understand where that person's coming from. Sometimes it's the fact that, like I said, I had no technical background, no business background, no marketing background. So people, like in the creative arts, which is where I come from, are very comfortable with me because they know that I did it, and they can too, because I did it, and not having that background, whereas somebody else who has that background may be impatient with them. They might have a harder time with them. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons.
And it sounds that part of that process really is holding people's hands, which is really a lot of times what you need is just that support and that somebody to go to and keep you on track.
I think it's more than that, though, because the home study works, too. So some people need more, some people don't need more. So.
And you can tailor your program either way, it sounds
like. Yeah, well, they have to decide whether they really want someone there in real time to hold their hand or whether they think they can do it on their own.
So going back to a process, somebody thinks, okay, I want to write a book on gardening because I love to garden. You would take it another step and say, well, is it growing orchids? Is it growing roses? Really
right.
Get a little bit more specialized because the more you can get specific and narrow, the better chance you'll have.
Sometimes you really have to look at the niche. I mean, if you go and you do the keyword searches and you look at the niche and there just aren't enough people that are looking for just orchids, then you might need more than orchids. Sometimes you need more than that. Sometimes it's the opposite. If somebody looks up healing, I mean, it's huge. And then it's like, well, healing is so amorphous. What kind of healing? And then you might want to pare it down. So it really depends on the niche.
Where does one go to find out this keyword search of how many people are looking for orchids?
Well, there are a lot of ways to figure that out. The one that used to be really great was Overture, and I don't know why Yahoo came along and took it away. So that was the one. So now people generally use freekeywords.wordtracker.com. So it's http://freekeywords.wordtracker.com. But the difference between those two is Overture would tell you the exact number of hits. The free keyword one, Perry Marshall, who's the Google King, says we don't really know what they're tracking, but it's more a comparison to other things. So in other words, if you're looking up love, which is huge, and then you look up gardening orchids, and love is 20 million, and orchids is 24,000, I mean, you're just getting sort of a comparison. But you have to look at what's out there and how many people are looking for that particular thing. And then you have to make a judgment call based on that compared to other things that are out there. And then the second thing is, yeah, I mean, like I'll have people write me and say, I want to write about depression, but there's just way too many people out there. It's saturated. Well, what I always tell people is it's deeper than that. I mean, you have to look at, okay, who is out there? And what are they offering? And you've got to really look at what they offer. Then you have to say to yourself, well, do I have a vision that's different from everything that's out there? You know, because if you have a vision that's different, I mean, a perfect example, which I love, I don't know where I originally heard this, but it's Domino's Pizza. I mean, there were plenty of pizza places before Domino's came along. But what happened was somebody had the idea to think, you know, this really sucks that when I order pizza and I have it delivered to my house, it's usually cold when it gets here. Wouldn't it be great if we could have hot pizza delivered? And what if we gave a guarantee where if they didn't get it in 30 minutes, it was free? And the pizza tasted really good. And then they were able to implement that. They were able to dominate the market because they had a better idea.
It's a parallel because when you're going to be doing an ebook, you have to understand marketing.
Well, it's not really off the subject because that's really what you do when you're doing an ebook too. It's like, what else is out there? If you're going to write the same ebook that's already been written, why write it?
Right. And again, though, I think what I'm trying to say is we're talking about the marketing of the ebook. So basically, it's broken down to different levels. So one is actually coming up with the idea of the ebook, correct?
Right.
And part of that is how you're going to market it. So it goes hand in hand.
Right, and that's huge. What most people don't understand is you really need to do some marketing research before you write your ebook. Otherwise, you could just be spending all this time, and especially if people aren't using my process and they're spending, you know, a month or 2 months or whatever writing it, and then they get it out there, and then it sits on their site, and they go, I don't understand, nobody's buying it. I thought it was such a great idea, you know?
Yeah. Well, is there money to be made writing ebooks? You said it took you maybe several years.
Yeah, because I didn't know what I was doing. And I wrote an ebook on a subject where there's a lot of free information, so people were not willing to pay for that. But see, I didn't do the research. Because I was like everybody else when I started.
And the price ranges there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, generally it's $27 to $47, but if you're in an area where people can make a lot of money, like some of them in real estate or some of them in stock market, I've seen people sell them for $297 and make $500,000.
How is it the same as publishing a book, or is it totally different?
Oh, it's totally different because you can do it and get it right up and start selling the same day. I mean, the whole thing about a book is, number one, you got to pay to have it printed, so right away you're in for a lot of money there. And then with technology changing so fast, it's easy to get stuck with a garage full of books, and you can't change them now. You got to dump them and do a whole new run. Generally, people wait for a publisher. That's if you can even get one. And then once you get one, you're lucky to make a dollar per book. Online, you know, you charge $27 and 95% of that is pure profit. I mean, once you've got a shopping cart and an affiliate program, if you really want to be serious about this, a domain name, you pay for your hosting after that, you know, it's pure profit. And plus, even people who are writing books, I mean, I've seen this work a couple of ways. I have a colleague who wrote a book, Jason Oman wrote, Conversations with Millionaires with Mike Littman, and what they did was they didn't have any money to print books, so they put it online and they started selling it for $9. And they did that because they figured, well, if they couldn't sell it for $9, then they couldn't sell it for $27 or $47. So they did that first, it did really well, and then they took the money they made to pay for the printing. So that was one thing. Then another example is Stephanie Frank. She wrote a book called The Accidental Millionaire. Then she decided to put it online, and she doubled her sales because now she was making as much online as she was making offline, only now she was making way more profit. So I always tell everybody they should start with an ebook, and if they have a book, they should still put it online.
Well, who's going to find it? Who's going to come to it? How am I going to sell books there?
Nobody's going to find it if that's all you do. And unfortunately, that's a lot of what people do. And then they come to me and they go, I don't understand. My ebook isn't selling.
So it's not just having a great written ebook and putting a price tag on it.
No, of course not. People have to know that you exist, number one. And number two, I mean, as I said, I mean, a title is huge. Titles are huge. It's always important, but I mean even more important, you know, the more saturated your market is, because the truth is if you come up with a great title and you come up with a great marketing plan, you can do well in any market. But how many books are there on dieting?
Exactly.
You know, a million. But these two ex-models came out with Skinny Bitch, and it was huge.
Talk a little bit about how you put together a marketing plan for your ebook.
Well, there are a lot of things that you can do. It's just deciding, number one, what you want to do, and that comes back to what your skills are and what your passions are. I mean, there are people who don't want to deal with technology, or so they don't want to get into video or podcasting. They just want to stick to the writing. You know, with writing, you can do articles and blogs, and you can have easing ads and other people's targeted newsletters. You always want to grow your own list because then you have your fans and you have built-in buyers every time you do something new. And then you have email and you have newsletters.
It sounds overwhelming to me. I really don't know where I would start.
Right. Well, that's why my ebook profit marketing is here. And I didn't do this to push my course, but that's why I created it the way I did, because it's a step-by-step where we start at the beginning and you have an action plan and you just follow it step-by-step, and that's exactly the reason. When I do individual coaching, sometimes people will say, well, I don't really want to talk about, let's say, joint ventures right now. I'm just really focused on doing teleseminars, and then I'll change the lessons around as to which one we do first. Not first, but maybe seventh or eighth or ninth. But it always starts with, number one, finding your unique selling position. That's always number one. That's the first thing you need to do. You know, what makes you unique? What makes you special? Why would people come to you instead of somebody else? Why would they come to you now? And, you know, think about it. I mean, if you were in pain, would you go to an acupuncturist? Would you go to a chiropractor? Would you go to an osteopath? Would you go to a massage? I mean, there's a lot of massage therapists or a lot of different options. So you have to tell people why they should come to you. And then you have to know what's out there, because people will come to you and say, well, how come your product is more expensive than all these other ones? Well, because I just didn't find that those work very well for most people. So that's the reason, you know, but you have to know what's out there. Otherwise, you can't give an intelligent answer. Once you do that, it's putting up a blog or putting up a website or both. Learning how to create a funnel. If you're going to have people coming to you and you want to be more than a one-trick pony, what a lot of people use the ebook for is not just to make money, but actually to brand themselves and to give themselves credibility. Because think about it, I mean, if you're going to make $27 on a book, but you're going to make $5,000 on a coaching program, chances are you're going to make more money on your coaching program. So your ebook is really, you know, a way to upsell people to other things. But having said that, there are people who get online. I have one client who's now my affiliate manager, actually, and she is an actress, and she didn't want to have anything where she had to be anywhere or do coaching or anything where she had to commit to a time. And so her business is totally passive. And so there are people who want to do that, and so they just sell digital products. It generally takes people longer to do that, unless they're willing to spend some money and do pay-per-click, which you can get up in 15 minutes. But again, I don't recommend people do that unless they either go through my program or study with Terry and really learn how to do it the right way. So it is overwhelming for people when they don't know what to do, and that's why getting a coach can make the difference. Unfortunately, there are a lot of coaches out there that charge a lot of money, and they still don't do the job.
So having a free ebook up is actually a really good way to market your other services.
Yeah, I started with a free ebook. I gave away over 3,000 ebook journals for Authoring Success. Today I sell it. I also give it away with my workshop. But in the beginning, I just gave it away, and then I upsold people to a two-part teleseminar, which was two 90-minute teleseminars, and that was free also. And then what I did was I just sold the audio and transcripts, and then I upsold people from that to my first workshop. But the reason you do that is so that people get to experience you. So they really get that you know your stuff, number one. And number two, they get to see whether they connect with you or not. And when people get to see that, it's a lot easier for them to study with you than to think about parting with money when they know nothing about you. And so a lot of times people are, you know, either desperate or in a hurry to make money, and they don't understand that to build a rapport with the customer is way more important in the beginning. I remember my husband got shingles, and so he was looking for a book on shingles, and he found one, he ordered it, and guess what? He didn't get it. You know, the guy was a shyster, and luckily because of the relationship we had with our company, they gave him his money back. But that is one of the problems.
Yeah, and also, isn't there a lot of outsourcing? In other words, they don't write the e-books, but it looks like they're writing. They're having ghostwriters write e-books.
Yeah,
and there are people that may live in other countries and don't even really speak the language, and they're paying them $30 to write an 80-page e-book.
Right, and I had a situation like that where I was on a mastermind course call, and somebody said, oh, I'm looking for a book on, I don't remember what it was, and I had just read one by somebody, and I recommended it. And the guy who was leading the group said, oh, I'd be careful with that because he doesn't write all of them himself, and so the quality is not the same on all of them. So that's the risk that you run when you have other people do it for you. The other thing is, what I don't understand is, if you're an expert in somebody, why would you hire somebody who's not an expert in the thing you're an expert in? So the only reason I would use a ghostwriter is if I already had all the information and said, here's the information, just turn it into a book now, or, you know what I mean, that sort of thing. But that's one of the reasons to learn how to write them quickly yourself, because number one, it's just not that hard. Number two, it does give you more credibility than having other people write them for you, in my opinion.
So you coach, but you love to write, you said. So do you still write ebooks?
Oh, yeah.
Is it about coaching, or is it a spectrum of topics?
No, I mean, right now mine are pretty much about writing and marketing ebooks. But I'm actually getting ready to write one that's a little more consumer-oriented, but it's still about writing ebooks. Right. I remember when I first got on the Internet, though, I remember there was a free ebook going around from Yannick Silver on how to write emails, and it was a big one. And it was very impressive, and it was in the early days, and I'm sure he got a lot of mileage out of that, but that was a good one. I don't know what it was called, but it was on writing emails.
How much of social networking is involved in marketing your ebook?
Oh, for me now, it's at the top of my list.
For more information, go to www.killerebookcoach.com. That's www.killerebookcoach.com.
Especially guys who learn sort of direct, hardcore marketing, now trying to do social marketing and sometimes really getting scolded for it because they aren't doing it right, because they've been doing the other kind so long that it's hard for them to stop bragging about themselves, you know? The thing about Facebook and Twitter, which are the ones that I generally use, are you want to have a mix, because what it says is, like, what are you doing right now? Well, so you're going to tell people what you're doing, but there's a lot of other things that you can do on Facebook and Twitter. So what you want to do is you want to have a mix between what you're doing and then also highlighting other people and what they're doing, responding to what they're doing. It's like going to a networking event without going. It's like instead you create these relationships online.
And you use that to actually promote your ebook.
You can use it to be promoting an ebook, but what I do is I just use it to promote me, period, most of the time. In other words, what I'd much rather have people do is go read my blog. So in fact, there's a post there right now because I'm in the middle of doing a series on the 9 biggest marketing mistakes people make, and I've been sending it out an email. And so it says, Ellen is posting ebook marketing mistake number 2. Don't shoot in the dark. Do the research first. That's the last one I posted 3 hours ago. In other words, it's like I'm giving people free information, and I'm also telling them what I'm doing. And I also responded to somebody's comment earlier today, something somebody said that, you know, something in me, and so I responded to it. Like I said, there are a lot of ways that you can connect with people.
Yeah, there's always good news, bad news, especially when it comes to technology. It's so great to put so much information out there, but of course there's got to be the issues of copywriting and people cut and pasting and just stealing your material right and left. How do you protect yourself?
Yeah, well, I don't worry about it, number one.
That's a good way.
I know that, again, according to Armin, who, you know, he's got so much money to do the research and everything, and he's actually created a product. But with that, what he's saying is it's now a $1 billion industry where people steal your stuff. And if people are stealing my stuff, I mean, I'm not happy about it, but I'm hoping that it's viral marketing. And then, of course, you know, if I do something that's very proprietary, for instance, I wrote a book with Jim Edwards, and that ebook has protection on it. So if somebody buys that ebook, they've got to jump through hoops. You know what I mean? I mean, they can only download it for so long, and then if they want to come back, we'd have to get their email and their receipt and all that. So if I'm doing something that I know I don't want people to steal, I mean, of course I protect it, but do I protect everything that I do? No, I mean, a lot of the information that you give is free. And you do that so that people can see what you do and that you're a giver and that you understand what your process is and what you're doing. And, you know, I do a monthly call the first Monday of the month. It's just a Q&A that I do, and people can find it on Facebook. And the last one I did was an hour and a half, and then somebody called me afterward and said, you know, I can really tell that you give. I stay on until everybody's questions are answered. Now, if I only get 3 questions and it only takes me 15 minutes, it's because people didn't ask a question. But if people are there and they're taking their time to ask me, I'm going to answer them. So, you know, it's another way that people get to see. And then they say, oh, well, if she gives this much for free, my God, what am I going to get when I actually take the course? And that's true. My marketing course has a 675-page manual. It took me 7 months to compile it all. You know, I mean, it's huge. Because I really want people to have the information and not have to spend an arm and a leg to get it. Because I'd rather make the money with people after they write the ebook. I don't want people to just take my course, you know, spend that money, and then they're done with me. What I want people to do is write their ebooks, and then they're my clients, and then they come on and we start becoming JV partners. Maybe if their subject makes sense to me, I'll have them on a call to my list where we'll promote whatever it is they're promoting.
I like that idea. You know, it's a mentorship program to a degree.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. Also, I'm creating an ebook store, and it's not up yet. We're just going into beta testing right now. But the whole idea being that the ebooks will be read, and they will be high quality, you know, and it will have my seal of approval behind it. There'll be a lot more to it as well. But then the point is, again, to make money for the people who've come to me and help them, not just teach them how to write an ebook and then send them out into the wilderness.
So explain a little bit the difference between working with somebody with a joint venture and having an affiliate program with someone. How do those work?
Yeah, I get asked that a lot. The difference is one is active and one is passive, generally speaking, but they overlap. So what I mean by that is if somebody's an affiliate, what that means is they expect to go to your site or to get an email from you on something that you're promoting, get an email, get an affiliate link, and just either send it to their list, make a video. They're going to market on their own. They're going to have a link, and they're going to make 50% generally or 30% if it's a live workshop usually. And that's it. That's the relationship. A joint venture is when you create something with somebody. You know, whether it's creating a teleseminar where they come on my call or I go on their call and then we're selling my product or their product to each other's list. Or maybe we're creating a product together. So I did a joint venture with Terry Romine, who used to be my webmaster. We decided we were better off as friends, and we created an ebook theft protection audio. And people can learn a whole bunch of low and no-cost ways to protect their ebooks, but we did that as we joint ventured on that. We did it together.
But when you're starting out, where do you get the momentum? How do you start building this list?
But when you're starting out now, it's a lot easier because we didn't really have blogs when I started. We didn't have video. We didn't have podcasting. We didn't have Facebook. I mean, we didn't have any of this. So, you know, I started mine, as I said, by giving away a free ebook and then doing free teleseminars and then upselling people from there. What I found was being a Grammy-nominated songwriter and struggling for years and not making any money and winning lots of awards was I really understood the whole thing that my husband always says is unrewarded genius. It's a cliche. Because if you do not become an internet marketer, you will not sell your stuff, and if you do not sell your stuff, nobody will hear it.
But you're self-taught in terms,
yeah.
You learned as you went along the business of it.
Yeah. I definitely learned from the school of hard knocks, let me tell you.
Can you give us another piece of advice in terms of what not to do?
Sure. People told me this in the beginning, but things can still happen where, like for me, a perfect storm happened once where even though they say when things are going good, don't back off. You want to keep that cash flow coming. But I had a situation where I thought I was doing that, but I created a new teleseminar, and I didn't want to do the one that I knew, my tried and true one, and I didn't test the name of it, and people didn't respond to it, and all of a sudden I had a situation where I went from $10,000 a month to $1,500 a month for 3 months, and I almost lost my business. And, you know, there's a little bit of investment, but you have to think about it this way. If you were to start a brick-and-mortar business, it would cost you thousands and thousands. I mean, it could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, I mean, I just laugh when people say, oh, you have to get an ebook cover and you have to get a hosting. It's such an incredibly small investment. You know, and even if somebody studies with me, I mean, whether they do a home study or a regular course, again, compared to what it would be with something else, it's just not that big of a deal.
You're right, and that's very well put, and that's something to consider. And I think part of what happens with a lot of us on the web is we're used to getting everything for free.
That's one of the myths. Everything is not free. Okay, there's a lot of free information, but then what it comes down to is at some point you have to say, okay, I've gotten all the free stuff, now I'm serious, and then you have to pay for your education. I mean, you're going to pay one way or another, and people can either pay by working with a good coach or they can pay by, you know, making horrible mistakes and learning the hard way. But one of the things I wanted to say, and a lot of people go to one shopping cart, and I use one shopping cart, I have a link for that, but a lot of people when they're first starting out don't want to spend that amount of money. So there's another one, and that one is https://SNancy.IMMary/checkoutcart. And my husband started with that one. And that one, it's just a one-time deal. I think it's $49 and you're on your way. The reason I don't love it is I believe that people should start an affiliate program right away. And almost everybody I talk to when they're first starting says, oh, I'm not ready for an affiliate program. But what happens if the first or second or third or fifth person who buys your ebook loves it so much and wants to be an affiliate and you don't have a program? I mean, you're going to get going a lot faster when you have a program and you have people who want to promote you. So, again, you know, people can be really penny-wise and pound-foolish getting started with this stuff. But it's a lot better, I think, if you're going to do it right.
There's a learning curve, too. I mean, certainly I can edit audio with GarageBand that comes right on my Macintosh, but when I'm really serious about it, I'm going to go get SoundEdit Pro. It's just the difference of the tools and how much you can do with it.
That's very different than when I say checkout cart and one shopping cart. That's saying I can buy a Honda or I can buy a Mercedes because I want to race around this track or something and I need a high-performance car, but I'm going to start with a Honda. They're both cars. One may be more high-powered, but they're both cars. But the shopping cart has an affiliate program. Checkout cart doesn't. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not about waiting until you're better. Because while you're waiting to get better, you're missing out on people who can help you. Because if you sell one ebook yourself and you make $10, let's just say, well, we said 27, so I'll say $27. But you've now got 5 affiliates marketing you because you started your affiliate program right away. And now each of them sell an ebook at $27. They're making 27 times 5. That's 135. You divide it by 2, you get half of that. You make an extra $67. Okay, you only need 27 on your own. My inbox now, or when I go to Facebook, there's all these videos. Do I have time to sit and watch them? No. You know what I mean? I mean, for some people it might be great, but the truth is if I can read something really quick, I'll read it, whereas if I have to sit and stop and watch this thing a lot of times, I'm not going to watch it. So the truth is I think there's room for everything. I think some people are out with their iPods and want podcasting. Some people want video. What it's coming to is the idea that information be at our fingertips however we want to consume it and that we can consume it on our own time.
If you were going to tell somebody who said, I'm listening to this, this is exciting, I want to do this, aside from we'll get your website out there and all the things, what are 3 things that you would advise somebody in how to get started writing an ebook?
Like I said, I would, number one, do the research. That's the most important thing. Number two, come up with a really great title. And number three, I mean, this is pretty broad, but learn how to market and know that you have to be your marketer. You cannot depend on somebody else. Because I get a lot of people who send me emails, and they'll say to me something like, I've got this great ebook. I know everybody is going to love it. I'd be happy to give you 50% to market it for me. Now, just think, like, I don't have enough to do. I'm going to now stop what I'm doing and market all these people, you know? And I'm going to get, again, as I was saying before, I'm going to get 50% of one, and they're the ones who's going to make all the money. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. And then I teach people how to write ebooks in several different ways. One is the home study course. One is the 3-day workshop, and then the other one is one-on-one. You know, I've had people come to me where they've tried, they've done the book, they've done everything, and it's like going on a road and getting off on a side road, and they just keep getting farther and farther away from where they're trying to go. And so they do it with me one-on-one. We do like 8 days in a row, and we just knock it out, 8 business days, you know, like Monday through Friday, and then 3 days next week, and it's done. The other thing is, you know, books are so overwhelming to people, because you hear people say, oh, it took me years to write my book. People think writing a book is like really hard. So a lot of times when they come to me and they're thinking about this, a lot of them are too scared to move forward because they think it's really hard. That's number one. And number two, it doesn't matter how many times I say to them, we're going to go over finding your passion, your skill set, and find your topic. They go, I feel like I have to have my topic before I can take the workshop.
Well, that would sort of make sense to me, but I understand how you're approaching it.
If you wait, you can make that the thing that stops you forever. Well, if I had waited until I knew what I was going to write about, I never would have written The Moving Cure. You know what I mean? And that was the one that I learned on.
And just get in there and do it.
Exactly. That's what I say. Get in there and do it. Learn the process. And don't worry if the first one isn't your masterpiece of your life. It's like just learn how to do it. And so many times people get caught up in the perfectionism of the whole thing.
That's the end of my interview with the ebook coach. I hope you have found this helpful, and I encourage you to investigate the opportunity of writing your first ebook. For more information, go to www.killerebookcoach.com. That's www.killerebookcoach.com. Let me spell it for you. KILLEREBOOKCOACH.com.